to Word Explosion with Reverend Simon Ampofo, head pastor of Grace Falls Chapel. Do you need direction in life? Are you yearning for a closer walk with God? Are you desiring to be fruitful? The Word of God provides the answers. Feast on God's Word and let the grace of God envelop you as you listen to this life-changing message. Be blessed.
Amen. Can I talk to somebody? Amen. Let's look at Proverbs 12:26. KJV, then I'll come to today's message. KJV, Proverbs 12:26. Let's see how the seduction can affect believers. KJV, please. KJV. Kojovi, let's look at the original. Everybody read this beautiful scripture. The righteous is more excellent than what? His neighbor. Yet the way of the wicked seduceth them. Whoa. The righteous is what? More so as you sit here, you are more excellent than that unbeliever. You are far honorable than them. But you see, the way of the wicked can seduce you. It can let you look like, you know, those days when we go to scripture union, if you see some of these unbelievers with their girlfriends in intercolleges or they go to disco and come back, you can be seduced to think that it's a fun life and you are losing something until they start failing their exams, until they start impregnating this woman and they are hot and they don't have money to take care of teenage then you see that they have a miserable life. Very miserable life. I used to have a friend who used to come to school. We call him Sikadicious. No, no, all the money that he used to bring to school, he was stealing them. He was stealing from the house. Yet he had a lot of fans. In school, we all follow him and he'll be doing Sikadicious and we are following him and he's spreading us. And it looked like the guy was the guy of the moment. Till one day when we're vacating, he called me and said, I don't have money. I can't get money to go to Accra. Can you borrow me some money? I said, that's the money I'm taking to Kumasi, you know, from Cape Coast. He said, don't worry, let's go to Accra. And when we get to Accra, I'll go to my mother's shop and I'll collect the money for you. And looking at how Sikadicious he was, I thought he was a rich guy. I thought that, as for him, when we get to Accra, they'll give him the money easily. So I paid for him and myself. We got to Accra. Now we should go to your mother's shop to collect the money. The guy started panicking. I said, why? Let's go. Tell your mother that I paid the fine. The guy was panicking. Before we got to the shop, he wanted to run. He said, wait here. Wait here. I'm coming. And he was, I said, So all the things show he was doing in school was just deception. I said, why did we ever envy this guy? It was all lies. The way of the wicked seduced them. You are more excellent. Sometimes when you see somebody driving a certain car, you just look at it and say, oh God, when, and your heart is beating. That is somebody holding a certain girl going, so you think that it's off. Listen, it's rubbish. It's rubbish. Thank God for your bicycle. Thank God for your whatever, VW. That takes you and go. You when you sleep. Get close to them. You will see that it's all deception. But the way of the wicked seduced us. From today, may you not be seduced by materialism. I say, may you not be seduced by this world. Love God. It's enough that you have Jesus. You are far better off. You are at peace with yourself, brother and sister. Don't let the world seduce you. Don't let the world seduce you at all. Too many people are living a lie, I tell you. They are living, everything about them is fake. And you look at them and you want to be like them. It's fake. Even in church, sometimes the way people dress and come to church, that's not them. They are trying to just keep up with the Joneses. Don't envy them. Be yourself. Iron your two shirts and enjoy your Kofi Brookman. God will bless you in good season. Put your hands together for the Lord. Am I speaking to somebody here? Don't be seduced. Don't be seduced and get yourself into trouble just because you want to be like somebody. It's a deception. Hallelujah. All right. So your future can be limited by these two lion-like creatures or heroes, fear and seduction. It can curtail your future. But that's not the only exploit it did. Number two, I want to go to number two quickly today. Look at this. Verse 20, please. Benaiah, son of Joel, a valiant fighter from Kabzi, performed great exploits. Number one, he struck down Moab's two mightiest warriors. Now we know them. Then he also went down into a pit on a snowy day and killed a lion. Whoa. This time, not a fake lion, real lion. He went down into a pit on a snowy day and then there, face to face with a lion, he has to deal with this lion. Can you imagine? You find yourself in a pit and there's a lion and you, what are you going to do? That's the second exploit he did. What does this mean? What kind of exploit is this? How does this relate to our modern day life, 21st century Christian? What is this? It's talking about today's challenges, your present challenges, taking care of today. This one has not got to do with the future. This one has to do with today, your present challenges. You have to be able to master today and conquer every challenge that the day presents itself with. Very important if you can ever have exploits in this life. Today, you must conquer today. You must be able to face your present challenges, ladies and gentlemen. Hear me, everybody. Too many people are fixated about tomorrow and the future, and they lose sight of today's challenges. Someday I'll do this. Someday I'll become like this. Someday. But what are you doing today to, in order to become that person in the future? To become a man of great exploits, it's not only about the future, but it's about the now. Somebody say now. How you handle the now. Matthew 6:34. Let's look at it from the Message Bible. How you handle now. Let's go, everybody. Give your attention to what God is doing tomorrow, next year, next 5 years. Give your attention to what God is doing, what? Right now. And don't get worked up about what may happen or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. But now, let your attention be focused on what you've got to do right now. Somebody say right now. Yeah. This is what makes you a person of exploits right now. What is happening in your life right now? You know, it's very funny that from time to time you meet a Christian tongue talking on fire for Jesus. You say, what are you doing? I want to go to Canada. What are you doing? I want to go to America. What are you doing? I want to start a ministry. I always give an example of a man who came to our church, and I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm going to start a ministry someday. I said, when? He said, someday. God has spoken to me. I said, start now. He died without ever starting the ministry. Because too many people are fixated with a certain future that never comes. Thank God for future. Thank God, God has given you great promises. But whatever great promises God has given to you, start from now. Tell your neighbor now. Listen, if you can tell me what goes into your day, 24 hours today that God has given you, I can prophesy with my eye open, what will you become next 10 years? Next 15 years, I can tell you. If you spend 2 hours of your time today on social media and on skits and gossips, I'm telling you, no matter the prophecy on your life, you are going nowhere. Hey, can I preach? To be a man of exploits is to take care of today's challenges. Take the bull by the horn. You and the lion are in the pit. You either die or the lion must die. But I see you conquering your lion today. See, every day when we wake up, there are challenges coming at us. Every day. Yours is to take the bull by the horn and handle your challenge and overcome today's challenge. That's what makes the future great. But unfortunately, the average Christian is always looking, especially those who have prophetic words on their head. Hey, when they are even going to propose the girl, you don't know who I am. You don't know who I am. Me. That Chimeyeni Pakese, my friend. Stop boasting. Start now. Start it now. Agrobesa. Efrenopa. We must learn to handle our today's well. Don't waste your time in idle talk, idle gossip, waste of time, useless chatter. You are going nowhere with that. This is the day the Lord has made. This is the day. Listen, all you have in this life is 24 hours. Tomorrow is not even guaranteed. Take the lion by the horn and say, either you die here or I die. One of us will have to go down. I will conquer today. I will conquer today's challenge. I will deal with it and overcome. I speak over your life. Any challenge facing you today, you conquer it by the grace of God. Very important. This is how you become a success story. You know, one day, Martha was telling Jesus, I know that someday, you will rise up and my brother will also rise up. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Even now, your brother can get up. God is not just a God of the future. He is a God of the now. Lift your hand and say, my God is a God of the now. Hallelujah. Now, God is still at work now. Listen, I wrote something down. I said, too many people know that I will God than the I am God. But God is not only the I will God, he is also the I am God. I am the resurrection and the life. May God help you today. I say, may God help you today. Amen. Tell your neighbor, live in the present. Live in the present. Take care of today. Take care of today, and tomorrow will sort itself out. Take care. It's very interesting. Look, I've been to too many churches where they have a plaque, including some of our branches. They have a plaque of a beautiful temple they are going to build some way. They've drawn it. The architect has drawn it. They put it in the office. They have a model. They put it all around the church. And everybody comes and says, this is the church we are going to build. Oh, it's beautiful. What a beautiful edifice. One day, this is going to be our auditorium of worship. And 1 year comes, 2 years come, 3 years come, and it's still a picture and a poster until they die. It looks nice. But what are you doing today to let that vision become a reality? So when we got this building, I never put it anywhere in the church or in my office. No. Let's get the land. Let's start today. And there are others also that foundation stone laying. They'll go and bring cameramen, social people from social media, and then they'll bring media men come and capture. We are putting any small thing, the world must know you are starting a building. For what? For what? Build it. Start it. Do it. When it's done, everybody will see. But now that you are even coming to start, you are letting the whole world know. No. You are just futuristic without concentrating on the now. Tonight, I feel like speaking to somebody here. Can I speak to somebody here? Please, when you read your Bible, Jesus, more than 23 times, used the word today. Today. 47 times, he used the word now. 23 times, today. 47 times, now. If you put 23 and 47 together, 70 times, Jesus made reference to the present. The presence. Listen, even any time Jesus talked about the future, he will speak the future in terms of now. A time is coming, and now is the day that worship the Father. A time is coming, and now. Now is the servant glorified. Now is the time. He's always talking about now. I am the resurrection and the life. Somebody say now. Now. Tell your neighbor now. Use those words. Today. Now. Today. The first time he picked the Bible, Luke 4, Jesus was speaking. He opened scriptures. He read it. They said, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Today. Hallelujah. Today, if you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. When he was on the cross, he was just about to die. The man said, when you get into your kingdom, future. When you get into your kingdom, remember me. Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. Listen, your future begins with today. Yeah. Your future begins with today. How can you halt your life for the next 5 years in the name of, I'm looking for a visa to go to Canada? Abby, is that what life is about? What are you doing today so that even when you get to Canada, you'll be employable? What are you doing to you for your life today to make yourself marketable tomorrow? Jesus always made reference to today. Let me show you three nouns that Jesus often talked about. Number one, faith is now. Hebrews 11:1. KJV. Faith is now. So you say you have faith. It's supposed to start now. Show me your faith by your actions. KJV, please. KJV, everybody. Verse 1. KJV verse 1, please. Hebrews 11:1. Everybody read. Now, faith is now. Faith is now. I have faith, I'm going to buy a car. Have you started saving towards that car? Faith is now. It's an active word. Do something about it. My goodness. Let me surprise you. Favor is now.
Thank you for listening to Word Explosion with Reverend Simon Ampofo. We believe you've been blessed. For more life-changing messages, please make a date with us on Love FM every Friday morning at 5:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us at Graceful Chapel, Ahunjo, some meters from Lametta Hotel and directly behind Charisset Hotel. Our Sunday service is at 8:30 a.m. and our midweek service is on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 0552-505083, email us at admin@gracefuls.org, or visit our website www.gracefuls.org. You can join the Reverend Simon Ampofo page on Facebook. You can also follow Graceful Chapel on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. If you'd like to support this broadcast, you're welcome to do so. Please call us on 0552-505083, or you can send your monetary support directly to 0244-263-882. God bless you as you do so. It's your season of grace.